Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. Is it Wiggity Whack? No, just the regular type.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, the very, very special Christmas Eve edition. Recorded in advance on November the 21st. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell our funny life stories, and we hope you do the same because we believe that everybody has at least one funny story. I am your host. My name is James, and I'm joined by a very, very, very special guest host. And when I say special, I do mean special in the high school special kind of way. It's my very own personal brother-in-law. His name is Anthony. Say hi, dude.
Hi, dude.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, you sound really good on podcasts. You have a nice voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Especially when I EQ it out and take out all the lisps.
There are no lisps.
How come lisp is the only word that you can say without lisping? You have to lisp when you say lisp. I don't understand.
And stutter as well is one of those words.
Stutter.
Get somebody who stutters to say stutter. That one's
that's
funny.
Not even nice.
So, I didn't make it up.
But anyway, this is a podcast we're doing in advance because I'm anticipating, Anthony, that I'm not going to be in the mood or the mode to do any kind of podcasting on the eve of Christ's birth.
You'll be in a mood, but it won't be a podcast mood.
That's right. Probably. It'll be that mood where you can't sleep.
Yes.
And you're waiting for Christmas morning when the tricycle's under the tree. What do you want for Christmas this year?
Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii.
You know what I have waiting for me at home?
What?
Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii.
And we're opening it tonight, right?
I keep trying to tell Jen that she needs to hide that crap or I'm going to unpack
we
it.
We need to just open it.
Santa Claus may not exist, but for some reason his spirit dwells deep within my wife, and she would kill me.
That's just wrong. I would go nuts if it was in the same house as me.
That's why I don't like looking at it, because I keep picking up the box. I'm like a 5-year-old kid. I'm shaking it, trying to find out if I can poke a hole in it and feel it, you know?
She'll never know, James.
I just need to put the tape back. Gosh. But anyway, I hope you guys have an awesome Christmas, even though it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And I'm dogging out Walmart for starting Christmas early, and here I am recording our Christmas show so far in advance. But Merry Christmas. I don't even know what episode number this would be. I didn't do the math. We'll just have to see. This could be the magical 50. It could be 51. It could be 49. It could be the last one ever.
I don't think that'll happen.
I don't think so either.
So is this an Xmas episode or a Christmas episode?
Dude,
I just want to get that straight.
We put the X in Xmas here.
Okay, awesome.
Nobody's Listening.
Awesome. Just want to make sure.
Not many people know that X is not taking the Christ out of Christmas. It's actually the Greek symbol for Christ. So put that in your pipe and not smoke it.
We can't say that.
I know. Anyway, this episode is sponsored by one Jan Birch. And she gave me $5 right before we started calling. And she wanted me to read the following message. She said, this is sponsored by Jan Birch, your secretary who loves you more than your own mom. Can I get an amen?
I hope your mom doesn't listen to this.
She doesn't listen to the show.
She'd probably agree anyways.
Anyway, so thanks, Jan, for sponsoring this episode. If you'd like to sponsor an episode, all it takes is $5 and think of a wonderful thought, any happy little thought.
Wait, how come I had to give you $5 and a back rub? That's not fair.
That's what you always do every time you see me. And I'm the one that gives you $5 not to give me a back rub, you weird man.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, sorry. You can go to Nobody's Listening at NLCast.com, click the sponsors button, fill out a form, and do a little PayPal magic, and you will be the sponsor. And you could have your message read on the show, and you get a button, and sometimes a thumbprint. Sometimes I make a thumbprint in my own blood. I send it out. I'm just lying. Anyway, before we get too deeply involved in this crazy, weird, wacky Christmas episode, it's time for this.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my
life. That's right, guys. It's my life, and it's none of your business what I've done this week. You know what? Because of the destination of this show, the fact that we're recording in advance, it's a little hard to know what's going to happen the week before Christmas. So my weekly update is simply a prediction. I predict that on Christmas Eve, I am going to really, really, really wish that I had showered on Christmas morning.
Why?
Because on Christmas morning, if you don't shower before you open presents, you pretty much are doomed to stank the entire day. And all of the Christmas pictures have you in a robe with some jacked up Christmas plaid, pajamas, and your hair is all cowlicked up. If you wear contacts, you don't have them suckers in. You've got the nasty glasses that you wear when you run out of contacts, and you're just looking all dumb, trying on clothes on top of your Christmas plaid Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer pajamas. Well, footy pajamas.
I won't have that problem because, one, I'm bald, and two, I don't wear pajamas, so...
Okay, what did bald have to do with anything?
I won't have the cowlick issue.
Maybe Santa will bring you in for Christmas.
Maybe he will bring me some hair. That'd be some nice little Rogaine.
Just a little cowlick. I was thinking a literal cow.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I'll pass on that.
Forgive me for being so literal. So anyway, what's your weekly update in the future, or even now, or in the past? It's a Christmas episode, so bring it.
Well, I don't have a Christmas update, but it was unwelcome present.
Okay.
If that can be...
Give it your best shot.
Description. I was at Walmart the other day, and I'm older. Well, not as old as you, but I'm out of college, and there were these college girls at Walmart, and they were looking at me, and they were smiling, and
When was this now?
This is a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay, because you said college, and I'm thinking...
No. I'm out of college.
Because you and I went to school together.
Yeah, I'm out of college now 5.5 years.
And if there were any girls looking at you, I would have been there to help you even look better.
Thanks, James.
But anyway.
So this was a couple weeks ago. I'm 5.5 years out of college.
I'm hitting on college girls.
No, I wasn't hitting on them. They were looking at me, smiling. So I looked and I smiled back. That was it. There weren't any phone number exchanges or anything.
It's just MySpace now.
So, yeah, exactly. Oh, sorry. I didn't post any messages on my MySpace page because I have one of those.
Okay.
So they start giggling and I'm like, I know I'm cute, but I'm not that cute. And then I was thinking, maybe I'm really ugly, and that's why they're laughing at me. And
times do change.
Yes, they do. I had no idea what was going on.
College hottie becomes the midlife crisis boy.
So I'm like, man, maybe I still got it. I don't know. So all of a sudden, I feel a little chilly in my nether regions.
Oh my gosh.
And as they go around the corner, I looked down and realized that they were not smiling and laughing at me.
They were
smiling and laughing at me.
At your me.
At my me.
Oh my gosh.
And So I ran out of Walmart and I have not yet revisited that Walmart.
Had that which was meant to remain secret become public knowledge?
Yes, that is correct.
How is that even possible?
I have no idea. But my wife can verify that if it was not for her being awake when I leave in the morning, my zipper would never be up, ever. Because I'll be dressed in a suit, and I'm like, baby, do I look good? She's like, you really want to go out like that? I'm like, I'm fine. What is the problem? Oh, man. If it wasn't for her, the whole world would be one with my
self. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that was pretty much the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Well, yeah, because they're laughing. They apparently weren't impressed, so.
No, I guess not. It was cold in that Walmart.
Stop it. if it was that cold, you would have noticed a lot sooner, homie.
That's true.
Anyway, that was that. It's time for this.
It's the featured story.
All right. People are always bugging me. They say they love the co-host idea, the guest host idea, but they never get to hear any of my stories. And I've been saving this one for all year, waiting for Christmas time, because I had to get to know you guys first before I really started delving into my secretive past. But you guys might remember, for me, in this moment, this was last episode, but you guys will remember back in episode 44, I believe it was Konzo that wrote in about her Barbie doll leg that she played with as a little girl, and how she imagined that it was an entire Barbie that had just decided to be invisible, all except for her leg. And you remember how we laughed, but we laughed with a tear running down our cheek. Well, today's story, I was inspired by hers to let you know what I'm calling the best Christmas ever. You'll find out why it was inspired by that in a moment. But not many of you may know, I don't think I've ever mentioned it, but my father left our family when I was really, really young. And I don't know the exact details and the dates and the times and all that stuff. All I know is I grew up without a father. And at some point in there, my mom decided to get remarried. And she also decided that she wanted him to lose, my real father, to lose custody of us, and or even partial, and for the new dad to totally adopt us and to, you know, us to take his last name and blah, 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 blah. Well, my real father, to his credit, as much as he never, ever visited or anything like that, he decided that suddenly he didn't want to lose us. And this happened for over a period of months. He began revisiting us and things like that, and he was a lot different than I remembered him being. He was very large. He was kind of, you know, just a big dude, fat guy, just kind of weird, and I didn't really know him or any of that kind of stuff. And Christmas time comes along, and he gets us gifts. Now, we were poor. Apparently, he didn't pay child support. Apparently, you know, my mom worked as a teacher on a teacher's salary, and that was back before they even got paid. They don't get paid great now, but back then they didn't get paid much better. And so a lot of our Christmases and Thanksgivings and all that were because people, you know, gave us things. And so even when we did get gifts, they were like, you know, like when people give stuff, typically they give things they don't want.
I had this lying around.
Yeah.
Let's give it to the poor kids.
Here for Thanksgiving, we brought you this can of beets. Here's some pepper holes for you to eat. Yeah, here's some pimento. Have some. It's awesome.
Here's a turkey gizzard.
Yeah, here's a can of beans, you know, green beans with, you know, in spring water.
Not even French cut green beans, those regular green beans.
So our gifts weren't much better. I mean, I don't remember many of them, but, you know, a lot of times you could just tell it was dollar store stuff. And we were happy to get it. I mean, I didn't know any better, especially in early elementary. But I did know that there was something called the Sears Wish Book. And the Sears Wish Book had all kinds of awesome stuff. And one thing I always wanted, always, 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 was a remote controlled car. That's all I ever really wanted. And so, long story short, my real father comes back into our life. He begins visiting. He comes by before Christmas. And he says, I need to give you some, you know, I'm going to give you some gifts. And I don't remember all the details. I just remember sitting down, my sisters and myself, Amy, Leanne, and me, opening these gifts. And my sister, the youngest, Amy, she opened up what I believe was an Easy Bake Oven. And, oh my gosh, we'd never seen such a thing, you know. And my other sister, Leanne, she opens up, I believe it was a Barbie Dream House, which at the time, any child of the 80s knows that was the ultimate. That was it. Anthony, you remember when you got yours?
I knew that was coming. I didn't play with Barbie. I was more of a Ken kind of guy.
It's okay. Just let it out. Be honest.
I had the convertible. I had, you know, he had the scarf.
Yeah, you had the convert, all right. Anyway. anyway, so I finally get to my gift, and I open it up, and lo and behold, it is a remote control car. I don't remember much about it. I just remember that looking back, it was not a $19. It might have been back then, but today it would have been a $50, $60, $70 remote control car. It was absolutely awesome, and I was just freaking out. You know, oh, my dad loves me. Everything's going to be okay. My prayers have been answered. You know, the Lord has been merciful, even unto me. And so we get our gifts, and we're happy. Oh, Dad's awesome. It's awesome. Best Christmas ever, right? Well, he leaves. Goodbye. We'll see ya. Sue for custody. That's right. Stay strong, old man. You know, we love the fact that you chose alcohol over your family. That's awesome. We love you too. I know how good the drink can be. You know, and that was before light beer. So he was selling his soul for a whole lot more calories than what you can get today. It's a lot better deal. Given, you know, alcoholism is just a lot more healthy now.
I thought this was a happy podcast.
It is. It's so sad. It's funny. And you guys have got to understand I'm cool with this. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell it.
Never mind.
That ain't even it. The story is not over. As soon as the door slams, we've got our gifts. My mother immediately grabs them, closes them up, and says, "You're not keeping these."
Oh, man.
"I am not going to let him buy you." She closes up the gifts, snatches them from our eager hands. She says, "We're going to give these away to a poor family."
A poorer than you guys?
Dude, yes. All right, here's the deal.
Oh, my goodness.
This family... I don't even know if I should say this part. I'm just going to have to commit. I don't know. This family was not poorer than us. But my mother was such that if you were a certain color,
you were automatically
lower class. Okay, I'm just going to say it that way. I don't ever in a million years agree with this, but that's just the way it was. So long story short, after Christmas, we go over to these folks' house. They live in a two-story home. There are three children, a boy, a girl, and a little girl. It's like a mirror image, albeit a darker mirror image of my family.
Except
they had a dad. They had a dad. You know, you ever heard of one of those?
Yes.
My daughter has one. She says it's pretty cool.
My daughter has one, too.
Yeah. So we go over there, and Mom has rewrapped the gifts. I don't know that she wasted time, you know, actually rewrapping them, more just securing them with packing tape. And we went over there and visited with his family and had to sit there and watch as the children one by one opened our gifts and then enjoyed them. And then we went upstairs. They sent us upstairs. That's what you do. You send the kids upstairs and they're just enjoying their brand new gifts and playing with them. And the little boy puts the batteries in and begins to zoom the car all around. And it's just so awesome. And I said, "Can I try it?" And you know what? I don't blame him, because kids, when they first get something, they don't want to share. But I wasn't able to play with the toy.
You didn't even get to play with it?
Didn't get to try it.
Oh, my goodness.
And though... I am totally cool with this. I mean,
you sound cool with it.
Oh God, Jesus, help me!
As you lie on the couch next to me,
while you stroke my hair.
Yes,
it's okay, James. It's okay. Take deep breaths. I'm just really. I tell this story to people, and they just laugh out of just. It's either that, or you're gonna just throw up
or cry.
Yeah. But I'm cool with it. My sisters, however, the ones that remember it, you know, they've actually been, you know, to discuss this with folks.
Oh, Amy can't even go down the Easy Bake Oven aisle at Walmart anymore. I know about this. Now I know the whole story. I didn't know what it was before. I just knew when someone said Easy Bake Oven, she would start to shudder and cry. But now at least I know where it's coming from.
She can't even see a naked light bulb without... Because there's a light bulb inside the Easy Bake Oven. But yeah, so now that was the story of the best Christmas ever. Stay tuned next week when we will share with you the best birthday ever. I'm going to save that one for another time. But you guys, you need to laugh with me, not at me, or don't cry and don't send me your emails of pity. I learned a lesson from all this. I'm not sure quite what it was. to this day, I don't like surprises.
Neither does Amy.
Yeah.
I
think it's because of the disappointment, the possible disappointment.
Yep.
And you don't trust yourself to go through the highs of excitement because there might be that low, that extreme low on the other end. I think that's the only thing negative I've taken away from it. I hate you, Ma. But other than that... I think I'm okay. Me burn now. I don't know. I don't know. Have you ever noticed any negative repercussions? I hate Christmas. I don't know. Is there anything you should tell me?
I think you're fine, James. I think you're really normal.
Right. Take your remote control car. Shut up. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I think I hear the basement ghost man coming out. But anyway, don't screw with your kids. People this Christmas season, love them. Let them keep their gifts. Don't give them away to quote unquote poor children. Buy the poor children some of their own toys.
And how were said poor children found? Did you drive until you saw
I don't even know how we knew these families. I'm from Georgia, and there ain't a whole lot of multiculturalism going on in the mid 80s.
No, there wasn't.
So I don't know what the deal was. But that's our weekly story. That's
it.
Enjoy your Christmas, people. I know I will be. Oh, my gosh. And if you get a remote control car, run it around the block for me one time, won't you? Why don't you? Anyway, I got a remote control car eventually. The stepdad worked out for a while. You know, we had money. We got some good Christmases. I got a guitar and that taught me how to learn to play guitar. I got a ventriloquist dummy that, you know, talked to me in the middle of the night. No, he didn't. But it was fun learning how to do all that, and it was just a lot of fun. So, you know, don't be sad. Don't cry for me, concertina, whatever the name is. All right, let's take a moment and do this.
Up next, news, E, and V-mail.
We do have a few emails that I'd like to read, if only because I haven't read them in the past. We've had a backlog for quite a while, so hopefully we'll get it cleared up now. Let's see. This one says, it's from Casey. Every Wednesday I go and help out at my Awana at my church. Yes, mine, my church, my church.
My Awana.
I have all of the 3 and 4-year-olds. This night, it's parents' night. So all the parents came and follow around their kids. Here's the order we go in. Story time, book time, game time. So I'm at the game time, and the game is a crawl through a tunnel, grab a small turtle, pedal the bike back kind of game. And Awana does a lot of weird games like that. I used to be a part of one. I was the turtle. So we're down to the last kid, and they start out going through the game. So the kid on my team forgets to grab the turtle. And he always did, and I felt so left out. He just hops on the bike. Darn him. Little dumb 3-year-old. How dare he?
How dare you forget to grab your turtle?
All of the parents are laughing and having a good time, and then the kid trips over and falls on his head. The parent of the child was okay.
But
Wait a minute.
Did the parent fall?
I'm getting the parent fell over the kid. Anyway, the parent of the child was okay. When all the parents crowded around him, he said, "Get out of my face!" As soon as I heard the words, it reminded me of you. Thanks for the time you spend on us. Yours since episode 15, Casey. Well, if you missed that, that was from a And you might not have heard this one, Anthony. My weekly update the other day in November was about Jenna. And she's been starting to get a little rambunctious. And I've told you we've had to really start getting on to her.
Yes.
And the other day, Jen was saying something. She's especially been really rude to Jen, you know, like pushing. Because Jen's kinder. Jen apparently loves Jenna more than I do. But that translates into a little bit of being soft to her. Jenna takes advantage. And so Jen told her something. And I hear Jenna go, "Get out of my face!"
No
way. And I'm like, oh my OMG, you know?
OMG.
And I'm like, what the heck, you know? And so she says again, Jen's like, "Do something, something." And Jenna's like, "Get out of my face!" And I'm about to go off. So I start to get up and I hear Jenna go, "My hair is in my face. Get out of my face!"
Oh my. Oh, that was almost the last thing she ever did.
Well, I was wondering, where does this little girl hear such a thing? You know what? I mean, even other kids, the bad kids in her age group just bite and stuff. They don't know how to say things like that.
And so. I know you don't normally hit Jen in front of her.
I know, especially where it shows. So anyway, let's see. This one says Brandy in Kansas. Oh, I read that one already. So, and I read that one already. Let's just keep on going down here. Let's see.
The delete button is sometimes useful.
Well, the problem is I did a show with Lynn Peralta from Jawbone Radio, and he read a lot of these, and I forgot to delete them. Here's one from TJ. "Hey, James, love the show. Keep up the great stuff. Years ago, I was on vacation with my folks in Turkey. We decided to take a boat tour off the coast. You know, boat tour. Great weather. Lots of food. It should be good, right? However, there was this guy in the hotel, an employee, who warned us about this tour. 'Whatever you do, I have plans for you. Do not go out to see the caves.'" That's an authentic Turkish accent right there. I'm just telling you.
How many French guys are there in Turkey?
That's not French. It's Norwegian. Anyway, it's Turkish, rather. So we're on this boat, and at one point we reach a really high cliff, basically a small mountain sticking out of the sea. Yeah, I know what a cliff is. Thanks, TJ. Not a dumb three-year-old who falls off of a tricycle. The tour operators announced that there are these great caves, and people should check them out. We warned a few people because of the guy at the hotel who said, "Whatever you do, do not go see the caves. They have plans for you." I have news for you. So we warned a few people, but of course there were some people who ignored us because you're a tourist and you're dumb. Or they think you are. "Hey, get out of the boat." Or they got out of the boat. They swim to the big rock mountain thing and climb onto this narrow opening. It's a cliff. It's a cliff, not a narrow mountain thing. You know, he defined it, and then he doesn't use
it. He didn't define cave, and now I'm completely lost in this
email. Yeah, what is a cave? What's a cave?
Large hole.
It's a hole in a mountain thing. Anyway, after everyone was in the cave and out of sight, the freaking boat leaves, and he did spell out freaking, not freaking. So the freaking boat leaves, and they go around the giant rock to the other side, a.k.a. cliff. I kid you not, the people from the caves had to jump at least 10 meters down. 10 meters.
That's far.
How far is that?
That's almost 30 feet, James.
Oh, see, I thought it was inches. I thought it was like meters and inches were the same. So no. I wasn't as impressed. But
meters is a yard almost.
30 feet down.
That's
there were even old people with them.
How old were they? Like 30?
I don't know how old TJ
super
is.
Super old.
Everything's relative when you say old people.
Yeah.
So we watched as these people jump down. Old people jumping down 10 meters is a disturbing sight. Yeah, because gravity reverses itself and everything that was sagging is now flying and flapping. I can understand that. That arm fat flapping, those ear lobes, those jowls. It's like hanging a bulldog upside down by its feet. Anyway, they crawled in the boat looking as pale as corpses. Is that the plural of corpses? Is corpse?
I think it's corpsi.
Really?
Yes.
Corpies?
Corpsi.
Corporals? Corpuscles? I don't know. I really hope these guys got sued. There's a tale to this story. Really. About 15 minutes later, the boat's engine exploded.
Oh, my.
and everyone died, and they were pale as corpses, well, corpuscles. And they had to send for another boat, which was already full, so we had to take stuff twice. They had to stuff twice as many people on that one boat. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Take care, TJ. TJ, thanks for that story, man.
That was awesome. Amy and I did that one time. We were on a cruise, and we went to Mexico, and they said on the cruise ship, do not rent a moped. Okay. And my brain works like, I have to do it if they say not to.
Well, that's because you don't listen to everything, and you always miss the first two or three words in a sentence, so you're like... Rent a moped.
That's all I heard. And we rented the moped, and we
What'd
drove.
What'd you say? Rent a moped. Okay.
We did. We drove around the island. We almost ran out of gas. We could see the cruise ship 3 miles away in the distance as we came over the hill.
If we run out of gas, I will rent a moped.
I will still love you. Oh, poor Amy was freaking out. It was hilarious. We barely got back to the cruise right before it left.
So why did they tell you not to rent a moped?
Because people get hurt. We were on the moped. People right next to us. He was all big and buff, and I got my girlfriend on the back of the moped. He's like, "Hop on, baby, we're fine." And she's all scared. They go 5 feet, crashes the thing into the carts. Mexicans running everywhere. It was unbelievable. And she got all skidded up, and Amy's like, "Okay, I'm done with the moped." I was like, "Look, baby, I got this. It's all right." So
man, I can't trust those things.
We didn't crash, but we almost ran out of gas. It was really scary. Stuck in Mexico with no gas.
Wow.
So
it's crazy. That's very odd, because with all the food you eat in Mexico.
I know. And we had just had big, huge bean burritos. And
it seems like you'd have plenty of gas.
Amy was ripping them right in the back. I was like, "I'm glad I'm driving. You're behind me."
Oh, what?
I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast, does she?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
Anyway, Storm writes, "NL Caster people, you won't believe this, but I managed to accidentally take something very important off my laptop. The power button. And the plug. No. The program that allows the wireless card in my laptop to communicate with a wireless internet connection.
Wow.
Now, if I want to use the internet for anything other than email, I have to ride my bike to the library and do it there. It's kind of a pain, but I did bring it on myself. Anyway, I will be contacting Best Buy as soon as possible and getting someone to put the thing back on I took off." And she's going to get ripped off, too.
Yep.
On $50. I know, just install the driver. On top of that, I will probably never live it down. If someone could make me a signature or an avatar that shows a woman sitting in front of a broken computer with a sign that reads, "Do not sell technology to this woman," I would not only be grateful, but I would have something to look at every time I start thinking about trying to do something new without a user manual on hand. I'm sorry, Storm. The user manual would not help you. They do not have a user manual that tells you how to uninstall your wireless card. There's not a proper way to do that.
No, but she can use it for email, she says.
How?
She can get the internet for email, but not for anything else.
That's wicked weird. I don't know.
It's called Internet Explorer settings.
I don't know. As far as who could make you an avatar, you need to get on the forums at nlcast.com/forum. And there's guys on there that make signatures and icons and even animated avatars and stuff for folks. So quite a little community over there at the old Nobody's Posting forums. Excuse me, we're almost all caught up. Let me read this one and then we're done. Colin says, "Hey guys, it's Colin from Huntington Beach with a little story. Okay, to me and my family are on vacation up in Oregon with my cousins, and we all get in their van and get something to eat. That's what you do in a van. You can't eat in a car, but a van, it's open game.
You could have Thanksgiving in a van.
Dude, you could even have a cow in a van.
You could, and it could lick you.
All of the kids, four, were sitting in the back row, all squished together. Keep in mind that we were all kids about 4 to 7 years old. They didn't know how old they were. They just had to estimate. How old are you? I'm 4 to 7. Me too.
Somewhere
Let's
in
sit
there.
Together in the back and eat some sandwiches while a cow licks us. This will be so awesome. Oh, the cow is licking my sandwich. There are two separate seats in the front and in the middle. So my mom is sitting on one of them, and next to her is a little panel of controls. She's talking to my aunt and puts her arm down on the controls. The seat that all four of us are sitting on starts to recline forward, making us into a sandwich.
They got folded
you
in.
You are what you eat. That's what happens. And the cow. What of the cow? You haven't mentioned the cow. Oh, we added the cow to the story.
Yes.
The cow was sitting in the other seat. It was anti-cow. The cow was an ant. Anyway, we all start screaming, and by this point, all of our heads are touching our knees, and we're practically eating the seat. My mom gets up and starts tugging on the seat as it's still going down
into the floorboard,
not knowing what to do. My aunt goes over and flips a switch, releasing us from the giant two pieces of upholstered bread. To this day, I'm 14, and we still get a laugh out of that situation. He's finally figured out how old he is. He's 14.
14 to 17.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Somewhere. Depends on when you listen to the podcast, really. That's all. Anyway, he says, I still laugh at the situation, and I still have phobias about sitting in the back row of a van. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Well, sweetie, if you're a girl, keep that phobia about the back seats of vans.
Amen.
And if you're a dude, same thing. Don't ever get in a van. Just stay away from vans. Vans should have been outlawed after 83 or so. But anyway, all right. It is, it's time for the recap song. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, because I have a great singing voice. I think we should do that.
Why don't we? You know, you used to be in a band with me. We couldn't get a drummer. Remember that?
Yes. And you would yell at me because I can't sing harmony.
Yeah. That's a terrible thing. Well, we don't have any voicemails. If you do hear any after the show, it'll be because people sent some in, and I wanted to get them tagged on. But, Anthony, thank you for joining me for this abbreviated pre-Christmas show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem, dude. I'd love to do it through Skype sometime, have you back on. You are an awesome co-host, and you could tell some of your own stories. Being married to my sister, Amy, that would mean there's a lot of people that miss her. I mean, like almost every other email says James, David, and Missed Amy. They don't call her Miss Amy. They call her Missed Amy. And they miss her.
Yeah.
So you could be the next best thing.
I could try.
You know?
I could try.
It's already, I mean, you guys wear each other's clothes and undergarments. So no. I think.
We said we weren't going to talk about that, James.
Well, you know, this is a family show.
You sure don't know how to keep secrets.
Secrets.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, Anthony, what I say, because nobody's going to hear it anyway, because the truth is, oh, it's not time for that yet. I forgot.
I was so ready.
Oh, man, you were ready for that. And you were
I
so
was.
Ready. We'll do it in a minute. Call us with your stories, folks. 816-298-0823. You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Visit us online at nlcast.com for forum, social network, guest calendar, daily features, and etc. Leave us an iTunes review. At this point, we have about 125, and that's stinking awesome.
Wow.
And don't forget to tell a friend. If you love us and you love your friends, you would share them with us. Check out Geek Loves Nerd, our other podcast at geeklovesnerd.com. Sponsor a show for $5. Go to drawyouapicture.com. Get your own nobody for someone special in your life. Or yourself. That'd be fine. I won't tell anybody and I won't hold it against you. But anyway, as I was saying before, it was a really good outro that I was about to do. Nobody's going to hear anything about your underwear swapping
that,
tendencies.
I'm happy about that.
So, and that's because nobody's listening. You didn't say it right.
I was ready the first time, and then the second time there was no pause. It was
I think you were swallowing.
I wasn't. You were
I
just
heard
like
a swallow
because blah, 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 and then it was just it was there.
No,
it was
it's
on
because
me
you
before
don't
I
hear
could,
the first few words of anybody's sentence.
It was on me before I could
rent a moped.
Happy birthday! Nobody's listening. With your show being out for like, episode one being out for like a year now, wanted to call for a story that my mom told me about when I was one. So we're at a church, and we're sitting in the back, and there are some teenagers in front of us, and this is a live pastor, and he's preaching, blah, 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 blah. So my mom said I blew a huge fart. And these teenagers start laughing, and they laugh so loud that the pastor stops creeping is like, what did I say? Because the teenager thought that they were laughing at him. So it caused great confusion, and everybody started laughing. So once again, happy birthday. Can't wait till the next episode, and bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.